Welcome back to Soccer Card United. It's episode 173 of the greatest soccer card podcast in the world. And this is our special preview episode for the FIFA Women's World Cup, which starts tomorrow in New Zealand and is being co-hosted by Australia and New Zealand. My name is Jason. That's Enzo. Hi, Enzo.
Hello, Jason.
So we're going to talk about the World Cup today, but we want to start off just by saying that in anticipation or appreciation of the World Cup, we have a promotion running on soccercardunited.com.
Oh, yes.
Which, for those of you who don't know, is where you can buy sealed soccer boxes.
Jason, how are you?
Good.
We'll get into that later, I suppose.
I'm fine. No, I'm good.
You have to refresh that, by the way.
So, in anticipation of the World Cup starting, we are running a promotion on soccercardunited.com with Women's Knockout. From the Topps Champions League license.
Yeah. With the lack of women's World Cup product out this side of the World Cup, and with no sight of women's chrome as of yet for this year.
Yeah.
We're the only women's product we can get our hands on, UEFA Women's Knockout, and we're doing a big promotion for it. So some people can be ripping Women's Knockout during the tournament.
And
as God intended.
So just for those of you who might be thinking, but lads, do you not have a case somewhere stashed of women's chrome from the OG year?
Maybe we do.
Maybe we do, but maybe we don't want to get to it too early. Who knows what's going to happen?
You're saying that could make an appearance during the World Cup?
I'm saying that, yeah.
You're saying if Ireland score a goal, you just give it out to free to people?
Maybe I might get wrapped up. It might be like just mania.
An emotional roller coaster.
So here we go. Let's have a look at the website to start off with. So there's Panini Impeccable, just by the by. Oh, look at that. Enzo's got a box of Panini Impeccable.
One box ready to open for the YouTubes.
So that's live there.
Very scary.
But then draw your attention over here to the UEFA Women's Champions League knockout boxes for 2023. So these have been on our site for €80.
Yes.
Per box. And we said, why not get some sort of a kind of a multi-buy going?
We've travelled around Europe with these boxes and they've done quite well at shows.
Yeah.
People have tended, not a lot of people came up and bought one box, put it that way.
So we said,
a lot of people took a stack.
This is a box people like to stack, they like to bundle.
And the Women's World Cup
provides a perfect opportunity to do so.
100%.
So we have two boxes available for €120. Okay. That is down to a cost of €60 per box.
€20 per box discount on the single.
And then we have three boxes for €150, which is down to just €50 a box. I don't want to alarm you, but if you go on eBay, that's a pretty good deal.
It's a pretty good deal, especially if you're stateside. The US eBay has them. I've seen $100, Jason. And I know with the US women's national team.
Yeah.
But it's not just that, it's everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting involved in this, I think.
So
there's autos one in three boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you're guaranteed an auto. People need to understand probability here.
So if you bought a bundle of three, for instance, and didn't get an autograph, don't write to us about it.
Each individual box has a one in three chance.
Yes.
So you could get three autos, you could get no autos, you could get two, you could get one. That's what happens. I'd also say, Jason, generous mention, honorable mention,
yeah,
while the website's there, the bottom right-hand corner, we have our restock of Barcelona Chrome, which features...
Yeah.
Barcelona Femini?
Yeah, players.
So you're Alexia Putellas. Jason, can you pronounce it for me, please?
Alexia Putellas.
Thank you. My God, I keep calling her Alexis. It's terrible.
Yeah.
One of the greatest female players. There's a few. And I think there might be maybe the Bayern box also has women's stuff on it. We could have probably put a different bundle together as well. But it is what it is. That is the World Cup bundle. If anyone isn't, like, you know, we're off. You know, we have the national coming up, Jason.
Yeah.
We've obviously tapered it down to one podcast a week most weeks. Obviously, this is a double week pre-national. But there's not been a lot of football. Preseason is starting up. I believe Man United are playing Lyon right now.
Okay.
And what we're excited about the Women's World Cup. Like, people need to understand, if you're not paying attention to the women's game, the next month is another month-long festival of football.
Yes.
And I can't wait. Tomorrow morning, Jason.
Very exciting.
In our PJs, 8 a.m., first game.
Yeah.
Then the Irish
women's. I might miss the first half of that one, to be honest. 8 a.m. is very early for me.
Come on. The opening ceremony.
The opening ceremony.
Come on. If that doesn't get you out of bed, nothing will.
Yeah, nothing will.
Nothing.
So, let's crack into this. It's quite a comprehensive...
Oh, I'm very impressed. I've been running around doing a few things, and I came here, and I see what you have put together for this preview show.
Uh-huh.
And I'm delighted. And can I say, I'm also delighted, if you haven't seen our Inception box opening.
Yes.
We hit a huge...
Yeah.
...person who could have a huge impact on this world. I hope.
Because when we got that, I took a couple of great photos of it, and I've been wanting to upload it to Instagram.
Mm.
But then I'm also like, I don't want to spoil the video.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because it's so good. So it's tough to know.
It's tough.
One second. If I just touch this button here... Sorry, just doing something with the camera. Anyway, so let's get into it. I thought a good place to start, because I know, like, obviously among our listeners, there's a differing levels of knowledge and of the women's game and interest. And I know personally, if I'm ever approaching a sport that I know nothing about and I'm trying to get to grips with it quickly, one little hack, one little cheat code that I use is I'll see, for any given event, where are the bookies?
Ah,
because then I can kind of mathematically process.
That's a good idea.
Okay, boom, 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 boom. Here's a rough hierarchy.
Yeah, this is what the people who have probably spent the most amount of analytical time on have come up with.
Exactly.
So it's a good. Okay.
So it's a little cheat code.
Who are the favorites?
Well, let's get into that. In a fit of patriotism, I'm using an Irish bookmaker, but you can check your local listings.
Okay.
So the favorites are the USA.
Let's go.
To complete a three-peat, as they call it.
Three World Cups in a row?
Yes.
No.
They're currently priced at 5-2.
Brazil did that once, maybe, did they?
They might have. I can't...
LA won three, so that must have been three in a row. Maybe. I might be off.
No, I think that was... No.
I think just Pelé won three.
Yeah. Then England are 4-1, then Spain.
Okay, where's Italy? Come on.
Well, we've got to scroll down first. Then Germany. So USA, England, Spain, Germany are your top seeds.
That could be the future of the men's games favourites, by the way.
True.
Someday.
True.
Someday.
Australia, who are co-hosts, are also a favourite. And then France and Sweden, the Netherlands, these are all kind of potential...
France are 10-1.
Yeah. And they got Hervé Renard, who most recently managed Saudi Arabia at the Men's World Cup.
Are they not quite the powerhouse in women's football down through the years?
They are. A couple of injuries, including Marie Antoinette Katoto.
Oh, no. We have one of her cards.
Yeah. Have stumbled them a little bit, and obviously managerial change.
Was it an ACL?
I'm not sure if she was an ACL, but I think it might have been, just based on probability. So, Enzo, Italy and Ireland are both 100-1.
Damn. We should do a wager of which national team will get further.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do our bracket later at the end of the show. So hold on tight. So you have kind of your expected, I would say, semi-finalists in the USA, England, Spain, Germany.
Okay.
Then you have your expected quarter-finalists in Australia, France, Sweden, Netherlands, Brazil. And then you have your kind of
best of the rest.
Get out of group, best of the rest. So your Japan's, your Canada's, your Denmark's. Mm. And then you have the rest.
Who's the furthest odds? Who are because Ireland are not doing too bad if they're not 500-1.
So you got the likes of Panama and Haiti from CONCACAF.
Okay.
500-1. South Africa, Zambia, Morocco from...
I'd take a punt on Zambia.
Yeah, they've got a couple of good goal scorers.
I would take a punt on Zambia. No, I'm not a gambler now, but I would.
The Philippines, who have never been to a men or women's World Cup before.
Wow.
I don't think Vietnam have either. Maybe a women's World Cup. And New Zealand, who are co-hosts, are 250-1.
Okay.
New Zealand's record in Women's World Cups is played 15, 1-0. But they're co-hosts this time, so they got a chance. Right, so that's kind of a rough idea of where we are in terms of the odds. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on then, we have... I just want to say, there's an awful lot of information I'm about to go through.
Stick with us.
Stick with us. Obviously, very little of this is a result of primary research by me or you.
Okay.
So if you are looking for good sources on the Women's World Cup, apart from Soccer Cards United, I have found The Guardian, The New York Times, ESPN.com, and The Athletic to all be very useful, especially The Guardian, I would say, which is all free coverage, and it's excellent.
Especially The Guardian.
Especially The Guardian.
No sponsorship.
No, The Guardian don't sponsor us.
Okay.
There's only one company that can sponsor Soccer Cards United, and that's Aer Lingus. They had to get in touch.
They should have jetted us off to the Women's World Cup.
They really should have.
What a disgrace.
Although we would have been at the National.
That's true. Well, Ireland will get out of the group. We'd be back from the National.
Could have done both. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've picked three storylines just to start us off, get us in the mood.
Okay.
First is that Ireland are at their first Women's World Cup. They're actually at their first major tournament as the women's team. And they are preparing to face Australia, who are the much more heavily favourited of the two hosts, tomorrow morning in Sydney. It's the second game of the tournament. And Ireland are insisting, through their captain, Katie McCabe, that they are...
The Queen.
...not just happy to be here. So yeah. Not just there to make up the numbers.
We're not just here.
No. Not here to take part, here to take over, etc., etc., etc. And actually, Katie McCabe is from the same postcode as we are now speaking from.
Whoa. So yeah. She's a hometown hero.
Hometown hero for Soccer Cards United, yeah.
We have our PSA 10 of 25 from Chrome. Fierce insert, the only appearance she makes in it.
Mm.
We're ready to support her.
Absolutely.
At 11 o'clock tomorrow, eating our breakfast.
So McCabe says, we don't just want to... She's the...
Captain
of Ireland. She's the... made the UEFA Women's Champions League team of the year.
For Arsenal.
Captain's Arsenal. We don't just want to create history. We want to leave a legacy back home, says Katie McCabe. She says they're proud to carry the underdog tag and the pressure is all on Australia. Mind games. She's pepping them. She's Guardiola.
She is unbelievable.
Who will be favourites in front of an 82,000 strong crowd. We know we are making our debut, but we know what we want to do. She said we want to give Australia, Canada and Nigeria the hardest games possible. It's going to be exciting. And we know what Australia have. They have quality all over the park.
Mm.
She's a proper footballing woman. She says park instead of pitch.
Yeah, I love it.
But we know what we can do all over the pitch. So she has to have two different words for the same thing. They're fully concentrated on tomorrow. So basically, my insight into Ireland is limited by the fact that I'm completely biased.
Okay.
I'm just more excited than
anything
else.
Canada are powerhouses.
Canada are current Olympic champions.
Yeah.
What's
the striker called again?
Christine Sinclair.
Yeah.
The most international goals of anybody ever.
She's still...
playing. She's 40. So, when we go through the groups, you'll see that Ireland's group is...
tough. Group of death.
Group of death. Very difficult. So that's one storyline to keep your eye on is Ireland, obviously.
Of course. And we'll be forcing you to keep your eye on it.
Yes, even if you don't want to,
you're gonna
prepare to be paying attention.
Can we point out as well, the 80,000 sold out opening game, you're thinking Australia, they're the host, of course.
Yeah.
There's so many Irish people in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of green in that crowd.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a lot of green in that crowd.
There was...
not just the soccer route.
They had to move it from 40,000 to 80,000. And the kind of... Again, the thing was, like, it's in Australia, they're going mad for the World Cup, but it's like, well, they are playing Ireland in Sydney.
Yeah.
Like, we could fill that on our own.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to be a real event. I would say the pick of the games between New Zealand and Norway... and Australia and Ireland is...
Australia-Ireland's going to be one of the games of the tournament in terms
hopefully
of atmosphere
so.
And in terms of everything, hopefully on the pitch. Hopefully they do a real Saudi Arabia versus Argentina, catch them cold.
That'd be great.
Game.
I'd love that.
You'd love it.
I'd love that.
One win, 3 points in a World Cup group and you could be finding yourself getting out of it, Jason.
Just need to win one.
That's it.
Yeah. So then the other storyline, which I know obviously will have a lot of attention for a lot of our listeners, is the USA three-peat, as we talked about. A few things about the USA team. They are not really the same team as people may remember from 2019. So they got injuries keeping out big players. So one of the newer players, Katerina Macario, who appeared in Donruss for Panini.
Rated rookie.
Is now at Chelsea from Lyon. She's out. She's not in the tournament. Samantha Mewis, who you may remember from 2019, she's out. Kristen Press is out. Mallory Swanson from the Mallory Swanson, Mallory Hugh, what's her surname debate, she's out. And Becky Sauerbrunn, who's a huge leader in the team, is out as well.
Okay.
So it's a new generation. So some names you're going to hear from the Americans are Alyssa Thompson, who is a forward. She's the second youngest player ever to be selected for the US for a World Cup. Sophia Smith, who they're all very excited about. She's a winger. She's the 2022 NWSL MVP, best player in the American League last season. Naomi Girma is a centre-half who was both the number one draft pick and awarded best defender last season. So best defender in her rookie season.
Yeah.
Some of the 2019 crew are still around for the Americans. Obviously Megan Rapinoe is around. She won the 2019 Golden Boot.
And she's planning to hang up her boots after the tournament, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Or after the season, should I say.
Alex Morgan, who was the top scorer last season in the NWSL. She's still around. And Julie Ertz, who is a veteran defensive midfielder, they weren't expecting her back. She gave birth less than a year ago. But she came back in quite a rush in April, played a few club games, and was selected. So she'll probably start at the base of that midfield. Now, you also may remember Rose Lavelle, who was a very young midfielder in 2019. She is now, I'm told, grown into a much more assured player, much more influential in the midfield than she was 4 years ago. So it's a new generation of Americans, but they're hoping to continue without dropping the baton. They're hoping to just a smooth transition into continued dominance for the Americans.
Some more peace celebrations to come.
So that's exciting. So then, one thing that I feel is
under-spoken about, under-talked about, under-coverage.
Yeah, is I think there's a lot of similarities between Spain winning the Men's World Cup in 2010 and Spain going into this World Cup, i.e. Barcelona dominance in the club game. So, like, this could be Spain's 2010 moment, I think. They've got an unbelievable...
Array of talent.
They did have problems. Last year, 15 players walked away from the squad to protest the head coach. The manager and the federation both said, well, you know, feck yous are gone. Three of those rebels are now back. Three Barcelona players, Mariona Caldente, who's a forward, Ona Batay, who's a fullback, and Aitana Bonmati, who's a midfielder, and, according to me, was the best player in the European game last season. Now, I'm not an authority, and I didn't watch that many matches, but she's unbelievable.
She is unbelievable.
And if you don't like them, there is the small matter of two-time Ballon d'Or winner Alexia Putellas is fit and ready.
She is back. Missed the Euros.
Missed a lot of the club season, but she's back and she's fit. Yeah. Very exciting.
One of the best around.
Because obviously we didn't see her at the Euros, and we didn't see her last season apart from the last few games. Her influence is kind of, she could be like the by far and away the best player of the tournament.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting. I didn't notice, but last year Spain won both the under 17 Women's World Cup and the under 20 Women's World Cup.
Okay.
Now they've never been beyond the round of 16 in this tournament, the senior tournament, but I don't think they're to be underestimated. Watch out for Spain. That's my thing. Okay. Now we're going to go through the groups. Let me see if I can get the groups up here for you.
Honorary mention for England as well as Euro champions, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
I know we're an Irish podcast, but
yeah,
I sneak that in.
So for the groups, we're going to go through the teams, like just in terms of who's in it. Then I've picked out some players to watch, and then a little fun fact.
I love that.
So
this is a proper. Did we even give this kind of a World Cup review to the Men's World Cup?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't think so. But this is. This is interesting.
It's what we
do. It's what we try to do.
Okay.
So, Group A is New Zealand, who are co-hosts, Norway, the Philippines, and Switzerland.
Haaland can get a few goals. Did you see the photo of him at the fashion show?
I saw him in various silk outfits.
Yeah, there was one photo of him at a fashion show, and it was him, and then it was a line of maybe four other women also sitting next to him.
Yeah.
And then someone just posted a photo and said, wait until you see it, and you'd look at it for ages. You didn't realise Haaland wasn't a woman with the rest of the women.
Ah.
Because his hair was so...
flowing.
So flowing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. There you go.
He could keep it long and start banging in hat-tricks. So players to watch in this group, basically the Norwegian attack.
Mm-hmm.
So Ada Hegerberg, who's a former Ballon d'Or winner. She won the inaugural Women's Ballon d'Or. Caroline Graham-Hansen, who plays for Barcelona, is quite brilliant. And Guro Riten, who I've been told has had an excellent season for Chelsea. So the Norwegian attack, I expect to make mincemeat out of this group.
Okay. A lot of goals.
A lot of goals from Norway. You also may know Alicia Lehmann of Aston Villa, formerly of West Ham, who's kind of a social media influencer, and recently signed with Leaf Trading Cards.
Is this the Swiss?
She's Swiss, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she was English.
You're
but she's
up.
Swiss. So, did you know she was Swiss?
I'm pretty sure I've seen
her play for Switzerland.
Celebrating or something.
Right, okay, fair.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I didn't know that. The fun fact I have here, I've already told you, which is New Zealand to play 15 games and not won any at the Women's World Cup.
How could you ruin a fun fact in advance?
I just got excited.
Okay.
So that group, I would expect Norway to... to dominate. And then if New Zealand can do well as hosts, but I would expect Norway and Switzerland to go through.
Okay.
You never know with host countries.
They're going to be either galvanized or they're going to be just overwhelmed.
Yeah, just completely overwhelmed. Right, Group B is Ireland's group.
Okay.
And this is, I'm calling it the group of death. It's Australia, who are co-hosts, Canada, who are the Olympic champions, Nigeria, who have a whole array of talent, and the Republic of Ireland. So the list of players who are, you know, going to dominate them all.
I mean, let's call them the third co-host at this stage. The amount basically, of Irish.
In terms of the amount of, by support. Country, who you're going to meet.
Yeah.
More people, more Irish people will probably attend this tournament than people from New Zealand. New Zealanders, Kiwis.
It's a big statement.
It's a big statement.
We're going to get one message off one Kiwi who's going, oh, mad.
He's going to say, how dare you?
Disrespectful.
So players to watch. The big player to watch in this group, and one of the players to watch for the tournament, is Sam Kerr.
Oh. I thought we were going proper Irish.
No, I've tried to be...
diplomatic.
A little bit diplomatic. Sam Kerr is a forward for Chelsea, if you don't know her. She is an absolutely incredible player. She's a big game player. She does all sorts of front flip celebrations and stuff. She can score from anywhere. She scores from far away. She scores both feet close
Jason
to the goal.
Jason looks terrified. He's fumbling with cards in his hand. He's stressing about this game.
Absolutely
tomorrow.
Nervous about Sam Kerr.
You don't want to see Sam Kerr doing backflips tomorrow.
I really don't. She has me absolutely rattled.
Yeah. You're rattled.
She is their kind of Leo Messi. That's kind of that. Mary Fowler is an interesting one because she actually also could have played for Ireland, which is troubling. This girl, Mary Fowler, she's only 20. She made her international debut when she was 15, and picked for the 2019 World Cup squad. She didn't play, but she's picked for the squad. And before she had played any senior football.
Okay.
She moved to Man City recently, and is considered to be one of the hottest prospects in the women's game. Then you have Caitlin Ford, who plays for Arsenal, who's a good friend of Katie McCabe. She's Australian as well, so I'm hoping, you know, go easy maybe. For the Canadians, Julia Grosso, Jessie Fleming of Chelsea, and Christine Sinclair, 40 years old, we already talked about that. Most international goals scored by anyone ever. How influential is she going to be? I don't know, but it's still scary.
Yeah, still concerning.
Yeah.
You don't want to have her like Miroslav Klose moment against Ireland.
Exactly. I don't need her swan song to be, you know, a hat trick or something. You know, if she could just
taper down,
sit on the bench and
do like a Zlatan.
Yes, that's
try
what
to I'm, motivate from the side.
Yeah. I want to see her in her tracksuit when the kickoff was whistled. Asisat Oshoala, who we know from our goal machines insert that we hit in Chrome.
Barcelona.
And Uchenna Kanu are the two main. So Kanu and Oshoala are the two goal threats for Nigeria, who have a pretty exciting team. And it's like, you ever get that feeling?
It's not fair.
You ever, like, you're the fourth seed, but like, really?
But did the 1, 2, and 3 seed have to be this good?
Yeah, it's like, what's this? Like, it's supposed to be kind of like a really good team. A team that you expect to get out of the group, and then two teams that are kind of similar.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about Nigeria. The two best Irish players are probably Katie McCabe, definitely the best Irish player, and Denise O'Sullivan, who our American listeners might know as the captain of North Carolina Courage. She's been the champion of the American League twice as captain over there. She's in a kind of fitness race to get back for the opener, but apparently will play. Here's a fun fact. I mentioned Nigerian forward Uchenna Kanu. At Southeastern University in a place called Lakeland, Florida, she has a whole day. A day in November is dedicated to Uchenna Kanu. It's Uchenna Kanu Day at Southeastern University in Florida because she became there the all-time leading college goal scorer at a single school.
Wow.
So if you're an alumni of Southeastern University, you got to be a Nigeria fan going into this tournament.
You got to be. Unless they come up against the States.
True. So that's going to be a tough group. And doing the bracket for that group is going to be extremely difficult. Group C. So Spain, Costa Rica, Zambia, who ends up you'll be sympathetic towards.
Sympathetic.
And Japan. Japan have a big heritage in the women's game. So players to watch. I could have
a big heritage, period.
A big heritage, yeah, true. Why pigeonhole? What am I thinking? I could have said the whole Spain squad for this, but I've just picked out, in terms of goal threats, Esther Gonzalez, who's a seasoned striker, probably the main striker, and a teenage sensation of Barcelona, Salma Paraluelo, it's hard to say for me. But this whole Spain squad is so talented. For Costa Rica, you're mainly looking at Raquel Rodriguez, who is a forward for Portland Thorns in the NWSL. For Zambia, the first woman to score two hat-tricks in one Olympic tournament plays for Zambia, and that's Barbara Banda.
I knew.
Back-to-back hat-tricks in the Olympics.
That's mental.
That's mental. And then Rachel Kundananji was the second top goal scorer in Spain last season. Scored 25 goals in La Liga Feminine. So the Zambians have goals.
Goals galore.
Yeah. The Japanese coach is leaning towards youth. The likes of Micah Hamano and Fuka Nagano kind of leading that new generation. My favourite part of this was that in Liverpool, Fuka Nagano plays for Liverpool. And in Liverpool, they have a chant for Fuka Nagano to the tune of the song Tomorrow from the musical Annie. Do you know that song, Enzo?
Yeah, of course.
So I presume they chant something like, Nagano, Nagano, we love you, Nagano. I love that.
Love a bit of that.
Love a bit of that. So, to be honest, I would expect Costa Rica to struggle, Spain to top the group, and then Zambia and Japan. Who knows?
To do what they can.
Yeah.
But like, are Costa Rica the top seed, or is that just how the tables are laid out there?
That seems to be an alphabetical order.
Okay. Yeah.
So then moving on to Group D, it's England's group. So it's England, Denmark, China, and Haiti.
Oof.
Players to watch for England, Alessia Russo of Man United, just moved to Arsenal. Lauren James.
Reece James' sister.
Reece James' sister, who wasn't at the Euros, but has been described by Leah Williamson, who is injured for this tournament, as a cheat code. So expect Lauren James to cause havoc on the wings. Kira Walsh is a kind of number six midfield controller, plays for Barcelona, is excellent. For the Danes, just on England, sorry. The even in the year since the Euros, this Lionesses team is slightly evolved. Mm-hmm. So Ellen White and Jill Scott, who are both veterans that played for many years for England, are both retired. And unfortunately, Leah Williamson, Fran Kirby, and Beth Mead are all out with injury. So I think four of the starting 11 from the Euros final are not in the squad.
Okay.
For the Danes, Pernille Harder is obviously the leading light. We could have told you that because we were asked for her cards a few times in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently they have younger players like Sophie Svava and Katrin Müller-Kuhl, who are both like kind of tricky wingers. So it's hard to know, you know, like I think reading about players, you often hear like about tricky wingers and or like, you know, people that they can beat a player. And then you watch and you're kind of like, well, that's all dependent on the game state.
Hmm.
I feel like you're most often let down by people who are described as tricky wingers. The best player on the Haitian team is Melchie Dumornay, who is only 19 or 20, but has already got a move to Lyon after spending a year or two at Reims in France. And then the Chinese, Wang Shuang and Zhang Lin Yan are the two best players for them, especially Wang Shuang, who is the best currently active Chinese player. So that's Group D. I would expect Group D, England to top. England will be backing themselves atop the group for sure. Denmark probably should qualify. But if it doesn't click, it's a very open
group. It's a group you would have liked to be in.
I would have loved to be in that group, yeah. If I could take Denmark's place in that group, I would. Okay, then the Americans. The Americans are in Group E with Vietnam, the Netherlands, and Portugal. Now, the Netherlands, obviously, when you think of the Netherlands, think of women's football, you think of Vivian Miedema, who is the prolific striker, record scorer. She's out.
Jesus.
She has an ACL injury. She's gone. But there are other Dutch players that can make it up. In terms of the USA, the new generation are the ones to watch: Sophia Smith, Alyssa Thompson, Trinity Rodman, a daughter of Dennis Rodman, a friend of Kim Jong-un.
What a statement. Not a friend so much of Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine you prefer Kim Jong-un to Michael Jordan. That's an interesting worldview.
Maybe think of it, I don't know. Maybe think of Scottie Pippen. I'm not a big basketball
fan. I think Rodman and Jordan
are good.
Had problems.
Yeah, but I think Rodman had problems with everyone. He was a bad boy.
Right.
There you go.
Write in and tell us.
I think they respect each other now. That's what I'm under the impression, maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know what.
I don't know. We're not a basketball
podcast. It's not an NBA preview.
It's not a basketball podcast.
The Dutch have players like Jill Roord, who's been around for a while. Lieke Martin's been around for a while as well. And Victoria Pevlova is their younger kind of attacking light. And she plays for Arsenal. The best Portuguese player is Jessica Silva. Most of the Portuguese team, this is their first World Cup. Most of them play in Portugal. And the Portuguese league is not as developed as other leagues around Europe. But Kika Nazareth is a young player who they're all very excited about.
Hmm.
So how much of that is valid, we don't know. Speaking of Portugal, Vietnam's only foreign-based player, Hyun Nu, plays in Portugal.
Okay.
Here's a fun fact.
Another one.
There's a young Dutch player called VK Kapteyn, and she could become the youngest Dutch player ever, male or female, to play at a World Cup if she plays. She's just 17 years old.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of young players coming through. I think that's a common theme throughout these groups. I think we're
seeing the women's game is growing.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Obviously, the talent production factories are...
Because there's more infrastructure and investment going into the youth.
Yeah. And it's been shown because a lot of these teams are in transition or have wider pools of young players to pick from than they ever had before. Okay. Three groups to go. Group F. France, Jamaica, Brazil, Panama.
Hmm.
So as I said, Marie-Antoinette Katoto is out for France. They will be expecting Kadidiatou Diani to pick up the slack. She was the top scorer, I think, maybe in Ligue 1 last season for PSG. And Lorena Fraser was named Young Player of the Year in Ligue 1 Féminin 2 years running.
That shows that you're young and talented if you can win it twice.
Yeah. And again, like we saw, Naomi Germer for the USA was the number one draft pick and defender of the year.
Yeah, so there's a lot. We're seeing that trend.
It's definitely a trend. For Jamaica, you got Khadija, aka Bunny Shaw, is the best Jamaican player around. Plays for Man City. Kalissa Van Zanten is a young midfielder they're all quite excited about. With Brazil, it's funny how there are things that are parallel and things that are different in the men's and women's games. One thing that's the same is that the Brazilian squad, it's like you can say talk about Duda Sampaio, you can talk about Debinha, you can talk about Guise, you can talk about Adriana. Like, they have loads of exciting players. Players that can do stuff that most players on most of the other teams could only dream of doing.
Hmm.
And yet it could be a complete disaster.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's always the way with Brazilian teams.
Yeah, because they're more individualistic a lot of the times than team-based. And they obviously prefer attacking to defending in general.
Yeah.
Talk about my knowledge of the men's game.
So you kind of look at but it was amazing. Like, I was looking at it and I was like, again, maybe it's just bias because you know you're talking about Brazil, but it did kind of feel like, well, you got a problem here. How are you going to fit all these people into the team?
And how are you going to track back?
Yeah, and that's like...
And all the rest of it.
All the rest of it.
But then they might turn it on.
Who knows?
Could be very exciting watching Brazil games.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would have a look at Brazil if you get a chance, because even if they don't play to their best, you're going to see stuff been done by the Brazilian players that's not done by the other players in the tournament.
Should be exciting.
And then Riley Tanner for Panama is their kind of best player. She's a forward, she plays in the NWSL for Washington Spirit. She's born in the US but qualifies for Panama because her mother was born there.
Hmm.
So chose to play for Panama.
Yeah.
And she's the leading light there.
A real Declan Rice.
A real Declan Rice situation, yeah. Here's an interesting thing. The Brazil team is managed by a Swedish coach, woman called Pia Sundhage. And there has only been one Women's World Cup in history that has not featured either Brazil manager Pia Sundhage or Brazil legend Marta, who's still on the squad.
Mm.
So in 1999, there was no Pia Sundhage and Marta hadn't started qualifying for World Cups yet. But that's the only time that one or the other has not been involved. That's crazy.
That's some record. Some fun fact.
Some fun fact. So it's the Brazil team between their... Marta, who is a legend and maybe the best women's player ever in terms of legacy. Between the two of them, they kind of represent like the history of the
women's game.
Women's World Cup, at least. Yeah.
I'm upset looking forward a little bit here, Jason. Yeah. Fun fact for the next group is not an Italian fun fact.
No.
No, that's not fair.
I do have an Italian fun fact if you want one.
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you that when we get there. Okay. Group G is Italy's group.
Yeah.
So you got Sweden, South Africa, Italy and Argentina. Sweden are in that kind of, you know, quarter finalists kind of range. I think they're the only team to ever get to four Women's World Cup semi-finals and never win the competition. So players to watch for Sweden, Fridolina Rolfo, who plays for Barcelona and is quite amazing. Madeline Janogi, Stina Blackstinius, who's their main source of goals. South Africa, a couple players for South Africa. Linda Moltalo, who they call the Rand Fontaine Ronaldinho. Rand Fontaine is, a mining town in South Africa, where she's from. And they call her the Rand Fontaine Ronaldinho.
Okay.
Hilda Magaya is also one to look out for. For Italy, Giulia Dragoni is a young Italian that plays for Barcelona. Stamp of approval there. And Sofia Cantori, who I'll tell you a fun fact about. And then as you can just the veterans there who you may recognise the names of. Because they've been around, Yabonaseas, etc., etc.
Bonasea, Girelli, Giacinti. Oh, Giacinti. Paulina Gramaglia.
She's
Argentinian. Yeah. Whoa.
Here we go. Here's a fun fact for Italy. So Sofia Cantori, who I mentioned there, she counts her steps between the spot and the goal line.
Hmm.
She counts her steps between the spot. Well, she's taking a penalty. She counts her steps between the spot and the goal line. Like, it's... And if it's even number of steps.
Yeah.
She can't take a penalty without doing that, basically.
So she'll walk up to the goal line and walk up to the ball.
Yeah, so she goes... So she's at the penalty spot.
Then she'll walk up to the keeper.
She'll walk up to the keeper. She'll count the number of steps. And then she'll go back and take the penalty. And if it's not an even number of steps...
Yeah.
She's convinced she's not going to score.
Jesus.
Isn't that a fun fact?
I hope we get a penalty just to see that.
Just to see Sofia Cantore in action. And then for the Argentinians, you have Paulina Gramaglia and
Estefania Banini,
who both could be Italian.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I butchered all the Italian names, and then I got the Argentinian and two Argentinians that sounded Italian name. There you go.
But here's the thing: for me, Argentina are going nowhere because Argentina's main striker, Yamila Rodriguez, is a massive Cristiano Ronaldo fan.
No.
Has a Cristiano Ronaldo tattoo and never shuts up about it.
Jesus.
So they got all the wrong juju. They don't have good karma going into this tournament. Okay.
There won't be a men and women's double.
The footballing gods
are not having it.
Are not having that. Not for me, Jeff.
Okay. So Italy will sneak out of that group, you're saying?
I think they might.
When I say yeah.
Although you're up against the Rand Fontaine Ronaldinho in South Africa.
Ah, but the Italians defend.
Mm.
There you go.
So finally, Group H, we got Germany, Morocco, Colombia, and South Korea. Germany, just off the bat, are expected to reach the quarterfinals at least.
Okay.
So for the Germans, you got your likes of Yul Brand, Lena Oberdorf, Clara Buhl, they're the younger generation coming through. Then you also have Alexander Popp, who is a midfielder, striker, whatever she needs to be. She's an excellent player. Won the double and almost the treble with Wolfsburg last season. For Morocco, you have the likes of, I must admit I'm not familiar with these players, Rossella Ayan and Ibtissam Girardi. For Colombia,
you can't get the group H and be like, to be honest, I'm not familiar with these ones. You are a degenerate. I have to be honest, the Moroccan women's team I'm not familiar on. Everyone else, I got that covered.
Well, Ayan plays for Spurs and Girardi plays in Saudi Arabia. That's really what I meant. I haven't seen much of the Saudi Arabian Women's League.
You are a sick man.
For the Colombians, Lacey Santos, Linda Caicedo. Linda Caicedo is really a shining light for the Colombians. Catalina Usme be their main source of goals, I reckon. And then, here's one for you. The South Koreans love a nickname.
Oh, I love this.
And one of their players, one of their wingers, Kang Che Rim, she is nicknamed Rimbappe. Kang Che Rim, and they call her Rimbappe because she plays like Mbappe.
Oh my god.
So Rimbappe will be playing there for South Korea alongside the likes of Bae Yi Bin and the veteran former Chelsea player Ji So Yeon, who fans of the WSL, I'm sure, have fond memories of.
Oh.
My last fun fact is completely partisan.
Okay.
The Colombians are the only team that I'm actively rooting against in the tournament, apart from England. I have to root against England. Just, I wish I didn't, because I actually like the group, the Lionesses. Just
where you were born and all the rest.
Yeah, I have to root against England. But apart from that, the Colombians are the only people I'm actively rooting against, because they almost took Denise O'Sullivan out of the tournament in the warm-up friendly. And to show you just a little taste of the Colombians, Lady Andrade, one of their midfielders, number 16, was banned for 2 matches during the 2012 Olympics for a straight red card. And then in 2021, was banned for 7 matches while playing for a home for Atletico Nacional for punching an opponent in the face. So if you were Germany, Morocco, or South Korea, mind your legs going into tackles against the Colombians.
And get them ruffled up and it'll trigger them into chaos.
True. I can see the Colombians will go into meltdown at some point.
Mm.
And good riddance.
I love that.
So that concludes our group preview.
Wow. Wow. Jason, congratulations for that put together.
Thank you.
You did a great job there.
Appreciate that.
Fun facts and all.
Now the fun part is we get to do our bracket. Now, our bracket for the Men's World Cup didn't go great.
We were, obviously, we don't live on the edge of truth. We live on the edge of our narrative.
That's right. Yeah. We're telling stories to each other.
Like, ultimately, we said from the start of the tournament, we think Argentina will win.
Yeah.
And then based on Lautaro Martinez's height, we decided to let, I think, Brazil or Spain win.
Yeah.
But we knew Argentina, but we said it.
That's right.
That's it.
So these brackets have to be taken with a pinch of salt.
That's all we
don't ask. Head down the bookies after this. And
No. We're not that kind of podcast.
It's not that kind of podcast.
Are we doing this joint again?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
So, Group A, I think Norway will top... How do I do this? Okay. So, you click on the ones.
So, you say it's Switzerland second?
Switzerland, or do you give New Zealand, because they're hosts, do you give them a chance?
I don't give them a chance.
Okay. I'm going to go Switzerland, New Zealand, and then the Philippines.
Yeah. I respect that.
Right. Let's do Group B last.
Okay.
Because I'm terrified. Group C is Costa Rica, Japan, Spain, and Zambia. So Spain to top.
I'd be between Japan and Zambia, and I want to give Zambia. I want to.
Do you want to go for Zambia?
Yeah, I do.
Right. Then we're going to say Japan and Costa Rica. China, Denmark, England, Haiti. I think England could top the group.
England. I would like to think Denmark. You know, you'd expect it.
You'd expect with the quality of players that they have.
But you think it could be China?
I don't. I'm going to say Denmark. That's a bit of Eurocentrism.
Oh.
And then China, then Haiti.
Okay.
Although the Haitians have an awful lot of players that play in France.
They're still rebounding after the
earthquake.
The earthquake.
Yeah, true. Group E is the Netherlands, Portugal, USA, Vietnam.
The States.
The States to top the group.
Let's go. And to be honest, I couldn't call. I'd say Netherlands, maybe.
Gotta be the Netherlands for me.
And then I suppose Portugal keep that Eurocentric, put Vietnam last.
Yeah. Brazil, France, Jamaica, Panama. This is a tough one, but I think it's got to be France because of Hervé Renard, maybe?
Maybe. She'll hold it down. Or your man, sorry. What's the centre-back? I always forget her.
Oh, Wendy Renard.
Okay.
Same surname
as
the...
I instantly thought you were talking about her.
That's fine.
She, yeah, France.
Is he called Hervé? Is that what the manager's called?
I'm pretty sure he is.
I'll just double check.
I'm pretty sure he is. As soon as I said it and I instantly was like, yeah.
Very strange that they share it. The captain and the manager share a surname.
The captain's unbelievable. And to be honest, that's... It'd be kind of her versus the Brazilian flair, and I think she could come out on top.
Yeah.
But Brazil, you'd have to... I think Jamaica could.
Jamaica could, but I think Brazil have...
Heritage.
Okay. Argentina, Italy. You know, Italy top the group?
Listen, let's be realistic. What are we, 250 to 1?
Sweden probably topped the group there.
Okay, we'll do Sweden. We'll do Italy.
Right.
And then South Africa.
Argentina finishing last because of the whole Cristiano Ronaldo thing.
The juju.
Okay, Colombia, Germany, Korea, Morocco. I think Germany going to top that group.
I agree. And I think I'd put Korea. Second.
Yes, I think so.
Colombia last, I would say. They're just going to be fighting.
Yeah, all right.
Though you wouldn't know. Now, Ireland. So tell me, off the bat, who are the favourites out of Canada, Australia, and Nigeria?
And Australia are favourites top the group.
Okay.
So, because they got a good squad and their hosts. I think I'm going to put Australia top. Which only leaves one.
I honestly think you just could rattle them in the first game, and I think it might not go the way they think it's going to go.
Yeah.
But in that case, Canada have the chance to be top, Jason.
Yeah, true. If we take points off Australia, it doesn't necessarily mean we're directly benefiting from it.
Ultimately, you have to put Ireland second.
I have to put Ireland
but
second.
We know that's
but
not
it's a pinch of salt.
Katie McCabe got a hat-trick from deep in just, his field.
Yeah, I mean, Katie McCabe says she's hoped that this is the women's team version of Italia 90, so we have to just go for that.
Yeah, we can't tell her it's not going to be that.
Exactly. If we're sitting here defeatist in the same bloody postcode where a man dialed it.
No. That we'd be getting
that won't work.
Knock on the door.
Okay, and then
Nigeria, Canada. I'm letting Canada listen. People are not going to be happy with this. I love the Canadians, but you come on, bottom of the group.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned,
Sinclair's passed. She's 40 years of age, for God's sake.
Oh my God!
Then we got to pick the knockouts.
Speaking of knockout,
yeah.
Don't forget that bundle.
Don't forget that bundle, by the way. SoccerUnited.com/store. Norway versus Zambia. You're kind of giving Zambia a sweetheart run to the quarters.
Norway, yeah.
Norway were absolutely shocking at last year's Euros.
I honestly think the people of Zambia are going to get the job done. Right. The Chipolo Polo. I don't know if the women's team is also called the Chipolo Polo.
Okay.
But the men's team are, which means the Copper Bullet.
They're called the Copper...
Oh, it's different, is it?
The Copper Queens, I think they're called.
Oh, I wonder what that is in Bemba. Is it Bemba?
I don't know. I've never been to Zambia like you.
Sorry, let me see. Zambian... language.
USA, Italy. The Americans are going to do it to you. I'm sorry.
Bemba. Oh, I love it. Look at that culture I bring to the podcast.
The USA are going to beat Italy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry. Spain, Switzerland. Spain.
Yeah.
Sweden, Netherlands would be...
What a game
that would be. What a game that would be.
Wow, I'm going Sweden.
Sweden.
I'm doing it.
Australia, Denmark.
Denmark are known to... I mean, remember, no. In the last World Cup, we really backed Denmark.
Yeah, and they let us down completely.
They let us down because they're... I'm surprised they even got
and
out
And Australia
of the
did very well.
Yeah, no, Australia.
Australia.
There you go.
France, Korea.
Great game.
France, we have to say.
Okay. Oh, look at that for a tie! Woo!
Around a 16 match, England versus Ireland.
Do you know, that would break all of Australia slash New Zealand. Like, the records, all the records. The stadiums would be jam-packed full of banter.
That would be absolute atmosphere. Carnage.
Has to be Ireland.
Has to be Ireland to beat England.
Come on.
Germany, Brazil. Ooh. My God. This is...
The Germans.
Tournament.
The Germans.
This is...
They're two together. I just remember the 7-1. You can't.
Yeah. All right. So the USA, Zambia.
You know, I suppose there's only one winner there.
Yeah. It's got to be the USA. Spain, Sweden.
Tough.
I'll back Spain.
Okay. You're back in Spain.
I'm back in Spain.
Come down.
Australia, France. The hosts meet their first real test.
It's either the French... Nip them to her. I think the French get them.
French get them.
French get them.
The host say goodbye in the quarters.
Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah. Because remember, they have a much harder group than France.
Yeah. No, France are building momentum now.
Yeah. Ireland, Germany.
We've seen what Shane Long did to Manuel Neuer. I mean,
that's right.
We can always pip the Germans.
Yeah.
So I think the Germans...
We say goodbye to... We say auf Wiedersehen.
You know, this happened with the Germans, right? I'll let you know. And you're a listener. You beat Brazil and you've seen that Ireland beat England and you were delighted and that was a big mistake.
Yeah. Went out in the lash thinking...
Big mistake. You thought, that's grand.
Went bungee jumping off the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, you're looking at France going, we'll catch them and little did you know, you're not even going to get there.
No. Ireland. Okay, so the semi-finals in our version of the tournament are USA-Spain and France-Ireland.
Wow.
Wow. What a tournament this is turning out to be. USA-Spain, I mean, if that
happens at any point...
Incredible.
Unbelievable. I'd be sitting there with popcorn.
Yeah.
And a pint.
So, why don't they serve popcorn in more pubs, by the way? Because you don't always
bacon
want,
fries have absolutely just... I think there's a secret contract about
that.
Bacon fries.
Yeah.
If we looked at who created bacon fries, it's definitely one of the alcohol companies.
Mm.
Like, could be Guinness also happens to make bacon
fries. Yes.
And there's a few deals. I have to give it to USA, I don't know. But I don't know, to be honest. I like to think Alexia Putellas can just...
I'm going to back Spain again. And I'm going to say the Americans are in a transition. They're not...
You can't. It's not easy to three-peat.
It's not easy to three-peat, and the Spanish are a team of full of winners. who been, a lot of them have been playing together. It's the 2010 principle.
Okay. Damn. Sorry. Sorry to like a lot of the listeners.
Sorry to like a good half the listenership. France, Ireland.
There's only one winner.
There's only one winner there. And now it comes, it's all down to the final on the 20th of August at Stadium Australia, Spain versus Ireland.
Can I say, if that happens, or to be honest, here's one. Here, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Put your gauntlet down.
Yeah.
At what stage of this bracket do we book tickets to Australia?
Oh, at what stage of the bracket?
Like, if you get out of the group.
Am I going down?
We're going down under. When's that? The 7th of August?
Well, if we got out of the group and set up, see, but you wouldn't get tickets is the thing.
Do you not think?
No.
Not if, what if you... No, you would. They'd be expensive, but you get them.
Ah, yeah.
I'm saying, at what point does logic go out the window and do we jet off?
Yeah.
Give you probably like €400 worth of extra leg room to get you to Australia?
Yeah.
On Aer Lingus?
24 hours of extra leg room.
Oh my God, that's not going to be cheap.
That's not going to be cheap. That doesn't come cheap.
But at what point, Jason, do you do it? Do you say, do you know what?
I suppose if there's a chance... If there's a chance to see England versus Ireland... At Lang Park, wherever that is.
Gotta look into it.
Lang Park in Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Nicknamed the Cauldron.
Ah, come on, we'll do it.
England versus Ireland at the Cauldron.
It's nearly our birthday.
I gotta do it. So if they get out of group and we're drawn against England, I'll probably head on
down under.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
it. Who's gonna win the final?
I think
Spain.
I think Spain. I think it's time to be realistic. Ireland are going to lose the final. There's our bracket. How do we share it? I'll figure out how to share it.
Katie McCabe with a silver medal.
Yeah.
From the World Cup.
Heartbreak.
Absolute devastation.
Absolute devastation.
So close.
So that's our World Cup preview. Starts tomorrow morning, our time. Tomorrow afternoon, I suppose, Australian time, or who knows.
Yeah.
Yes, I hope everyone enjoys it. Good luck to all of your prospective countries, except if you're Colombian.
Yeah.
We'll see you on
maybe Monday, but maybe not.
Maybe Monday, but maybe not.
We're jetting off on Tuesday to Chicago. If you're in Chicago, message us on Monday and we start organizing stuff. We're going to be around.
Yes.
We're free. We're going to be talking. We're probably going to organize at some point just a little
meet up.
We're going to be here having some drinks, or we're going to be here eating some food. Not in like a restaurant vibe. Like, we're going to be in a pub. Like, casual. Yeah. We're having a snack.
I'm picturing little baskets, red baskets of fries.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah. So, keep on our socials and all that to find out what we're doing over the next couple of weeks, because we are going to Chicago for the National.
Chicago!
And don't forget to go to soccercardsunited.com/store and pick up some women's knockout.
Get involved in the women's knockout bundle. I'll go as far as to say.
Yeah.
Should Women's Chrome come out again this year?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure about its status.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything.
Anyone who buys a bundle
uh-huh.
will be first on a list of pre-orders to be able to buy that when we have it. Because last year was very tight.
Yes.
So if you buy a bundle, you're going to be first in line to get Women's Chrome.
Lovely stuff. There we go. You heard it here first,
folks. Until the end.
Have a good weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you sometime early next week.
See ya.